What's up, everybody? Hey, this is Scotty Waite, guys, and I am doing another podcast, man. It's been a while, so I figured to dust off the old mic and do a little podcast, man, tonight. Let you guys know how I'm doing. What's up? It's been a while, so just kind of the latest and greatest of me. So again, it's your boy, Scotty Waite, doing a brand new podcast. This is the intro, so I'll kind of catch up to speed on me. A little bit what I've been doing, what I've been up to, how life's going, all the fun stuff. Well, you can get some updates on the car. That was the center of my last podcast with the auction. The latest on that, some new music that I'm doing, and man, a little bit of everything. So thank you for listening, and this is the Great Waite Podcast. Wherever you find great podcasts, that's where I'll be. So let's get to it. Yep. What's up, guys? So I am chilling, watching little Bob's Burgers, winding down my day on a Monday, which normally is my Tuesday, for my new job. So I am back working a day job, work for Asurion, but now you guys know. I'm doing tech support for Verizon there, which is cool. I like it. It's a good job. It's a great people. Again, a really cool company. They're hiring like crazy, so if you are looking for a job, you're looking for a well-paying job that's pretty stress-free, it's a call center environment, so you know, you're taking calls, but you're helping customers, and I mean, for the pay, it pays really well, and if you're bilingual, you can be making bank. That's all I gotta say, making that fat skrilla. So I'm doing that, been doing that for a few months, and sad news, if you guys are new, I think I may have mentioned it on a previous podcast, but I am no longer with the best saint in my life, which was my last girlfriend, Judy. We split. Just unfortunately, she was looking for a more mature 40-year-old. I happen to be the immature version of that, so she stamped that out after about a year and a half. But we're still good friends. Her and I are great. You know, we still hang out. We actually went and watched Avengers Endgame this weekend. So I don't know if you guys anybody caught that. No spoilers, but I liked it. I really liked how it kind of it really tied everything together, and it's just incredible to think, you know, Marvel and Disney, they're amazing, dude. Seriously, Disney, they know what they're doing. If you want to learn how to market, or if you want to learn how basically to build an audience, Marvel, you know, they're like the go-to. I think you watch how they kind of created everything from Iron Man. And then introduced, you know, Captain America, and then Thor, and then of course they, you know, brought back Hulk for Avengers, and then from Avengers you had, you know, Civil War, and then brought, you know, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, they did it right. And seriously, you know, Disney's got to be laughing at the bank right now. They paid what, I think originally, then they paid like $2 billion for Marvel, and everyone was kind of scratching their heads like, why would you want this comic that hasn't really been that big since, you know, the early 90s, maybe, you know, with that Secret Wars comic book series. And now all of a sudden, they're just printing money. Marvel is just printing money, and Mickey Mouse is like, hoo-hoo, I'm making money, ha-ha-ha, off of superheroes, and no one can stop me, ha-ha-ha-ha. That was my Mickey voice. Always kind of sucked, but we're working at it, man. We're getting to it. So doing the new job, and then like I said, since I broke up with my last girlfriend, I am now living on my own, living single. It's crazy. I like where I live. It's like this motel, but it's like everyone keeps dying in my motel. I just found out like literally like two neighbors of mine, like not like badly died, but like just passed away, and no one even knew. There's maybe I'll tell the story another time, but there's a neighbor across from me in one of the units. He died of a heart attack, but no one knew for 4 days. And the only reason they knew is because of the smell from the house. I'm telling you, man, if I'm going out, man, I don't want to go out like that, dude. I don't want to go out with no one even knows me until I'm like an afterthought, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, I think there's a rotten corpse in the next door. Maybe she's alerted the neighbors, let them know what's going on, you know? So that happened. Awesome. I'm working on music. I did a show over at Stir Crazy for the first time, which was pretty sweet. I was very excited about that. Audience was good. I'm learning, man. I'm just kind of getting up there, getting funny. I didn't, you know, I did all right. Probably wasn't my best show I did, but I think, you know, getting back up there in front of a, you know, audience that was, you know, there to laugh was cool. Again, I love, you know, I love being in front of comedy clubs, and I love being in front of different audiences. And this one, literally, the last Sir Crazy was crazy. It was like basically, like, it was almost weird. It was almost like my dating range. Like, I was like looking at the audience. I'm like, I could date half these women, man. I was trying to like, unfortunately, I looked like a complete doofus. I don't know. I got like shorts and like t-shirt on, man. I was like, show you guys the video, but I looked, man, like I normally do. Because when I do comedy, man, I'm not going up there like. Like, I'm not dressing like to hit on chicks, man. I'm just up there just kind of... I look like I'm getting ready to play basketball, like... Or go to the beach. Or, like, some combination of that, but... But, yeah, so that's what I've been kind of up to lately. I've been working. Then working out, taking the bus, which is crazy. Seriously. Taking the bus, it's different, man, honestly. Like, I've never... it's been a while since I've taken the bus and... I tell you, man, it's where dreams go to die. I'm learning, if you just want like, just your life to look, you know, have no meaning, you are the best. It will humble you quickly. It's like that old 80s song. One night on the bus makes the poor man humble. Everybody smells like urine. Alright, man, and that's kind of a little recap of what I've been up to, man. We'll get to the fun stuff coming up here next. Alright, so we are watching a little bit of Family Guy in the background here. So, again, I think we love podcasts. Definitely. Most people want to do like podcasts all like quiet. I want to give you guys the real podcast, like, what's Scott doing at night on Monday? You know, is he watching TV? Is he doing a podcast and watching TV? You know, he's doing both. So at this point, guys, I want to I'm running some lines with you guys. I'm running a new segment I call "Running One Liners," and to the people who are not gonna hear it. So these are future one liners. You may hear these out and about, man. So if you come catch one of my shows coming up here, I will be trying some of these jokes tomorrow night in person in front of live audiences at Rips Bar down the road here from me in Phoenix, and also at Catalina's. Or hope I don't get knifed down, dude, because if you're not funny, they will stab you. It's a fact. So this one is the ones I've been working on. Guys, let me know what you think. Why is it you can be the life of the party, but the moment you kill someone, you're a buzzkill? Another one could be, why can't a buzzkill be the life of the party? And then, do you always have to be single and ready to mingle? Can you be single with shingles, ready for measles? That was very timely, by the way. Why is it crap or get off the pot, but not get off the pot and crap, or crap and be on pot? Then, can you really hide in plain sight? My ninja friend wanted me to ask that. I think you can do that. Yeah. Yeah, some other ideas I've been kind of kicking around, comedy-wise. I don't know, I've been kind of thinking, like I was telling a little bit earlier, like riding the bus is kind of, you can't hit worse than riding the bus, because riding the bus, I feel it's like a mobile, it's like the homeless people's mobile home, you know, or it's like, where you're just about homeless, it's kind of what you ride to kind of avoid being homeless. It's like, you know, just for me, luckily I get a free bus pass from where I work, so I can't complain about it. You know, I love, you know, being able to save me lots of money, and because it's hard, man. I love Lyft, by the way, but it can be really super difficult driving You spend money, man. Honestly, you spend like $100 without even really thinking about it on Lyft. So this busing has been helping me. I just don't like the convenience. I don't like having to wait like hours, you know. Basically, it takes like half an hour to do two different places. So it's okay. But you know, I can't really think of any what's going on here, so. But those are some of the jokes I've been thinking of, guys. And hopefully you enjoy them. And I'll test them out tomorrow. Maybe I'll record it. You guys can see how they go. But anyways, that is them. All right, guys. So that is it, man. We're going to wrap it up. This is just kind of a little brief, kind of letting you guys know what I'm up to. We're kind of going to kick back the podcasting. You know, we'll try to bring some new recordings every so often, man. I'll try to do this a little bit more frequently than I have been. We'll give some updates on the comedy. We'll give some updates on me, updates on work, updates on life, relationships, all of that. So, again, as always, you can follow me online everywhere. And I'm on Snapchat under Weight Swag, or follow me on Instagram at Great Weight Media. Again, got the website, greatweightmedia.com. And anybody out there, if you guys got any shows coming up, any big bookings, any opportunities, then hit me up, man. Go ahead and email me to at greatweightmedia@gmail.com. So GR8WHMEDIA.com. And yeah, add us on Facebook on the Great Weight Podcast. Really, and then again, continue to listen to us, support us if you like it. We are available anywhere great podcasts are found. So again, thank you so much for listening to me ramble, listening to this little short but sweet podcast. And again, appreciate so much all the listening loves. Have a great night, and this is Scotty Waite saying, what's up? Till we meet again, blouses.